Mumford & Sons Winston Marshall slams two-tier justice system for conservatives in UK. By David Ng on January 15, 2025. Winston Marshall, the former banjoist for the band Mumford & Sons, has called out his native Great Britain for creating a two-tier justice system that holds conservatives, populists, and other anti-establishment thinkers to a different standard than the rest of the population. One of the many unfortunate consequences of the country's far-left swerve in recent years. In a recent interview, Marshall sat down with Pragaroo CEO Marissa Stride and held forth on a number of issues, including his run-in with left-wing cancel culture that ultimately resulted in his departure from Mumford & Sons. He also spoke about the rise of anti-Semitism in Europe. During the conversation, Marshall addressed the many cases of British citizens facing prison sentences over social media posts that the government has deemed racist. While crimes committed by migrants and other favored groups receive relatively light sentences, or none at all. "It's so astonishing that I need to get these details right because you wouldn't believe them," he said, later adding, "This is the sense of two-tier one group are getting treated well and getting off the hook." He said the two tiers have been divided between those who are culturally British against those who are not culturally British, which he said doesn't mean skin color or ethnicity, but rather a mindset and willingness to assimilate and embrace Western values. Unfortunately, those who fall in the culturally British category, especially white Christian males, are being subjected to unfair treatment under the law, he argued. Marshall also discussed his departure from Mumford & Sons more than 3 years ago as a result of the leftist cancel culture mob that targeted him after he endorsed a book by journalist Andy Ngo exposing the inner workings of the violent left-wing group Antifa. The attacks became so vicious that Marshall decided to leave the band to spare his bandmates the barrage of hostile publicity. But Marshall said the unfortunate incident ultimately proved to be for the good. "Since then, having made that sacrifice, I decided I'm going to speak out, I'm going to say what I think, and my life's all the better for it," he told Pragaroo. "It took a long time. It took years to rebuild. This is 3.5 years ago. And the Lord rebuilt the temple, and it's amazing." He added, "It takes time. I worked extremely hard. I feel very blessed. I've got a wonderful girlfriend who I wouldn't have met if not for all of this, and the Lord works in mysterious ways." Marshall addressed the surge in anti-Semitism in England following the October 7 Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel. "England is not the same for October 7th," he said. "It's made apparent how divided we are as a nation in the year since. There's been over 20 protests through London, deeply anti-Semitic protests. I know because I've witnessed them. I've seen it from my own eyes, deeply anti-Israel. They will claim now it's pro-Palestine, and there are definitely pro-Palestine members amongst them. But it is deeply anti-Israel, anti-Zionist." Marshall discussed the rise of populism in the West in opposition to globalist elites, as embodied by World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab. He said the left's effort to turn populism into a dirty word has failed. "Just on language, populism for me is a positive word. Patriotism is definitely a positive word," he said. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.